Now let go of whatever object you're watching. Imagine you now to visualize a little being whom you find it very easy to have loving kindness towards. I usually choose a little kitten. If you prefer, choose a little dog, a baby, even a little flower growing in the garden, or teddy bear. Whatever object you find it very easy to develop feelings of warmth, protection and kindness towards. It's your primary object. So where I use the word kitten, you can understand that word to mean your primary object. And I use just very simple imagination to visualize finding this abandoned little being hiding in some dark corner, abandoned, hungry, terrified, and so alone. Abandoned by its mother, with no one to protect the small, vulnerable being. Every time it's trusted something, it's been hurt, scratched or bitten. This poor little being, hungry and cold, cowering in some dark recess of the world, hoping, dreaming that someone might be kind. I imagine that's me. I see these frightened eyes of my little kitten. I look into its eyes, from mind to mind, say, dear little kitten, you have nothing to fear from me. I just want to help and care, to protect, to warm, to feed. Dear little kitten, so much pain and fear, the door of my heart is wide open to you. I care. And I imagine still keeping eye contact with this imaginary being, very slowly reaching out my hand into that dark corner, seeing the little kitten pull back slightly, unsure whether this big animal called a human being is going to protect it or once again harm it. And it allows me to touch its fur. You feel not like an ordinary cat. It's dirty, unwashed. Sometimes you can feel little scabs of blood where cuts and bites are on the way to being healed. Feel its bones, so hungry and unfed. But she lets me touch her. Little being, let me care for you, protect you. I will never ever harm you. Very slowly, really carefully, kindfully, I pick the little bundle of bones up, slowly, still giving that trust, that love through eye contact, bring it close to my chest, and warm its cold body with my heat. Take away its fear with the power of my loving kindness. Feel it close on my skin or my chest. Feel its tight, rigid body begin to soften, to relax. Little kitten, I will always feed you and protect you. Allow those body to fatten up, to give you lots of fish or chicken, whatever you need to be. You don't need to be a vegetarian cat. Lots of milk. So you're happy and healthy. Little kitten, I care for you. I want you to be happy and well. I will protect you as you grow up. Dear little kitten, the door of my heart is fully open. As you pour out this loving kindness, which is so needed for a fragile, vulnerable little being, finding their first steps in a world which can be so cruel and harsh. A being who cannot take care of itself. So I put out my hand to help. Dear little being, you have a friend. You have a playmate. Someone will always enjoy your company and look after your welfare. Dear little cat, my letter goes to you. And as you pour loving kindness onto this little kitten, you see this little kitten, this ball of fur, gets softer and softer, and its fear disappears from its eyes, as whatever kindness you give it, as the guard starts to give you back. It cares for you too. Until it starts to purr, maybe for the first time in its life, it's found a friend, a being who loves her. You feel this beautiful warm tingling in your chest. Whenever you give out this mental energy, this heart energy of loving kindness, there's usually an associated physical sensation in your chest area. The first tinglings of loving kindness. As you warm and protect and care for that imaginary object, until the feeling, the emotion of kindness is tangible, you can feel it, it's powerful enough, so that when you let that primary object go, the metta, the loving kindness, the compassion, is still there. And you replace the object of the little kitten, the primary object, puppy, baby, whatever, replace that with an image of a real person. The person you're closest to in this life. Or it can be a being. It could be a son or a daughter, a lover, a parent, a best friend. Imagine them just in front of you, with your eyes closed as if they were standing there. And you recognize the same vulnerabilities, fear, pain, disappointment that little kitten felt. Your friend will often feel if they haven't felt that already. But everybody does need someone to care and protect, especially in the times of weakness and pain. So you say to that friend in front of you, that you imagine standing there, my best friend, my child, my lover, whoever they happen to be. I care for you. I really want you to be happy, free from any pain and sickness. May all fears be lessened, knowing that I'm standing behind you, beside you even. Dear friend, know that when you are sick and in trouble, I'm there for you. Because I really do care. As you look in their eyes, and give these same feelings of protection and care and love and support you gave this little kitten. When you are alone, afraid, in pain, the door of my heart's open to you. Other times too. Come in. Wherever you go in this world, know, remember, that someone truly does care for you. It doesn't just wish you happiness, is willing to do whatever it takes to take away your hurt, to give you happiness, freedom, so you may smile and laugh again. I care for you. I open the door of my heart to you. Without any requirements on you, I give my love freely. No strings attached, unconditional. As you pour out this love to your best friend, partner, lover, may you be happy and well. And those are more than just words. You feel the emotion which goes along with it. May you give me the privilege of healing your sickness and taking away your pain. May you know you are never, ever alone, because I'm here and I care. As you, even in your own words, as you send out this powerful emotion of loving kindness, care, reassurance, healing, it's a power we call metta, loving kindness. It's no longer a word. An emotion which gets stronger and stronger. And if you find it hard to know the emotional world, it always does have a physical counterpart, which you do feel in your chest as I'm feeling it now, in mine. Tingly, energy, forcing its way from inside me out into the world to heal, protect, reassure, give happiness and take away pain. And then once you've built it up with your closest friend in this life, without opening your eyes, just imagine all the people in this room, all your fellow meditators, monks, nuns, caretakers, other people who just come in for the day, all people on this path, or this path of peace, of insight, happiness and freedom. It sounds so easy, but it's such a struggle sometimes. It sounds so, I can do this, but sometimes we keep failing. Now is the time to realize, as me, so you, as you, so I. We're in this together, all about us. So start sending that loving kindness, that powerful energy, to everybody in this room. May all beings in this room let go of any failures and faults. May all beings in this room know you're not alone. We're all here, practicing with you, side by side. May all beings in this room know that you have this well-wishing, may you all be happy. May all those sicknesses and pains, those gastritis and bad leg and all the other little aches and pains we have, may that be relieved, lessened, even healed, because of the power of this emotional energy that's pouring out to everybody in this room. We really mean it as we say the words, may all people in this room be free of sickness. May they all be free of fear of the future, confident they found a path which creates peace and happiness, even success, with nothing to fear. May all beings in this room allow the emotion of joy, especially the joy which comes from giving out love to another freely, not expecting anything back in return. May all beings in this room Just know the rest of just being here, instead of the work of trying to get someone else. Let all beings in this room feel the joy of freedom. Freedom to be who you are, not needing to prove yourself or meet the goals and expectations of anybody else. May all beings in this room be free. Free of all pain and stress and suffering and tiredness. May you give out this loving kindness, wishing the very, very best to all beings. Now you can imagine through that tingling in your chest is coming this very powerful golden light, a beam of energy, of metta power, going from inside of you, through your chest, to everybody in this room, getting inside of them, around them, swirling, soaking in, healing, warming, freeing, calming. Beautiful, powerful, loving kindness, taking away the last bit of pain or fear, giving what you want to give to everybody, what you want for yourself. It's beautiful peace sinking in to the love, where no one is criticized. Everyone really is perfect. Good enough. You wish that to everybody in this room, and they wish it for you. So your heart swims in this beautiful golden tide of freeing loving kindness. Peaceful, pure, soaking it in. Just like that abandoned kitten needed the metta, so you need the loving kindness. Until this golden energy, this powerful matter, which we imagine as a golden light, gets so intense, it cannot, no wall, no door, no windows, no roof can contain it. Bursts through. It goes into this whole compound of jhana growth. All the little animals you have seen in the evening, flies, the birds, the kangaroos, and everything, even the unseen beings in this compound. The little rabbit of Dania in the room somewhere. May all beings, all sentient beings in this compound, may you accept this beautiful golden light inside of you, knowing that we care. Will never harm you. We only wish for your peace and happiness, your freedom from fear. So whatever species you are, you can go about your life knowing you're protected, to enjoy your brief time here, maybe picking up some of the beautiful energy of peaceful, kind, sensitive humans. Spreading this golden energy way even beyond this compound, further up the road, this Karna prison farm, where many people live in fear, where many people are right now behind the razor wire fences, apart from their family, judged by the world to be so low they cannot enjoy the freedom which we do. In the other direction we have the monks and Anagarikas and all the animals of Bodhidharma Monastery, where many of you have spent some very peaceful hours. And all the animals in the forest around, may all beings in this locality take up this beautiful energy of loving kindness which we are spreading. May you all be free of sickness and pain and fear. May you always laugh and smile as this amazing sense of peace and being accepted and respected by all beings in this vicinity. Be free of pain, free of fear, at peace, knowing this moment you don't have to be anything different than you are. You are already loved and cared for and protected. This energy spreads wider. Wider, so it goes into the cities in this vicinity. The city of Perth and Mandurah, Bunbury, all the other towns and the villages in between. As you imagine this golden light spreading slowly, many of these cities, there are people right now fighting for their lives in the hospitals, really sick and in pain, and their friends and relations in the waiting rooms, dreading bad news, hoping, sometimes against reality, for a miracle to happen. The power of our loving kindness may that miracle happen. May a child dying with a cancer suddenly turn around and live. May the people in pain have their agony relieved. The power, the real power of the loving kindness we are directing around. May all beings be free of fear. The homeless people, the priests and the criminals, the husbands and the wives who have argued so much with a love which gave them so much hope, it's like ending. May each one of you forgive each other, respect the goodness from why you fell in love in the first place and got married. May you remember that, not the mistakes. May our love, our unconditional loving kindness, remind all the squabbling couples why they met together. May all beings be free. Respect one another. Be kind, giving everyone the benefit of the doubt. Always forgiving, always one more time. May all beings be at peace. You spread this loving kindness, this energy, even further. Many of you come from distant lands. You come from Indonesia, Singapore, Malaysia, Thailand. Even further over to Europe and North America. Up to East Asia, to Hong Kong. You know, this whole world has got so much pain and fear and aggression. As you spread this beautiful, powerful golden light over the whole planet, not just your city, but all people's cities, all people's homes, the nests up in the trees, the holes and burrows in the earth, wherever there are living beings, spread that beautiful golden energy of loving kindness. There are many beings like that little kitten, terrified, cowering, fearing for their very life right now. Our golden energy has so many hands. All of those hands reaching out, comforting, protecting and warming. May all beings in this great planet Earth be at peace, free of fear, so they can accept this beautiful, warm, unconditional love from a small group of people thousands of miles away. May all beings be free of pain and suffering. May they be at peace with themselves and others. May all beings be free and happy and content. Now you can imagine, this is just a little example. I want you to imagine one being who's not here, who's maybe distant away. Not the one you're closest to, but one you are pretty close to. A brother, a sister, a best friend. Imagine them right now. Visualize them. And just zap them, blast them with this power you've been building up. The beautiful energy of loving kindness. Dear being, brother, sister, friend, wherever you are, I really give you my energy. May you be happy and well. Whatever difficulties you may ever be in, now I'm here to help. I care for you. The energy of my life right now is golden energy. I pour into you any sickness, my dearest friend, may it be relieved. I truly care for you. This is a special friend. Visualize, wishing well, sapping them. And now, last of all, the one person you've missed out, which is yourself, the one with the sore legs and the bad back, the one with a mind which will never be still, the one with the person always coming here, never quite getting it yet. This little being called you. Imagine I just got up in the morning, look at your face in a mirror. Imagine looking at yourself. This little frightened kitten, and say to yourself, me, the one I've lived with for such a long time, I care for me. Like you hold out your hand, put it around your back, bring it in, and hug yourself. Me, the door of my heart is fully open. To me, no matter what I've ever done in my life, no matter what's ever happened to me, the painful, almost unendurable pain, and all the smiles and laughter over silly things, all of that is who I am. Come in. Allow all of you to be loved, to be cared for and respected. This beautiful golden light of energy, this loving kindness, goes right inside yourself, taking away any fear, any pain, taking away the sicknesses and those deep wounds from the past, taking them away so you can love yourself and be free. Just like that love takes away all the scars and clotted blood of the little kitten, takes away the thinness and turns that little kitten into a naughty big cat, just as it's supposed to be, full of life and energy, finding its happiness in the way that cats do, a lot of time just sleeping. You give that to yourself. May I be happy and well. May I be at peace with myself as I am, not trying to be better. You're good enough. Now you take your place amongst the trees in the forest, crooked, gnarled, but damn beautiful. May I be at peace with who I am. Why? Because of loving kindness. Just let this energy sit with you, no longer needing to strive to be something different, stopping or wanting and realizing you've arrived at perfection, at love, at freedom. golden energy to spread all over the place. Start bringing it in, collecting it, drawing it back inside of yourself. Most of the goodness stays out, but the light comes inside, drawing it in, drawing it in, drawing it in. As you can imagine it all concentrated in this powerful golden orb of light, pulsating, powerful, golden, just above your heart. You imagine your heart like a white lotus, pure, fragrant, unblemished, open out fully, and this ball of loving kindness goes inside. The very center of the thousand petal lotus that's you. And then the petals, so softly, just close up, holding that beautiful golden energy inside your heart to be used at another time, another place. Inside, but not lost. Stay there while I give the final blessing. Sabba Buddha Anubhavena, Sabba Dhamma Anubhavena, Sabba Sangha Anubhavena, Buddha Ratanam, Dhamma Ratanam, Sangha Ratanam, Tinang Ratananam, Anubhavena Chaturasiti Sahasa, Dhamma Kanda Anubhavena, Pitakataya Anubhavena, Jinasavaka Anubhavena, Sabete Roga, Sabete Baya, Sabete Antaraya, Sabete Upadava, Sabete Dunimita, Sabete Avamangala Vinasantu Ayuvadako, Dhanavadako, Sirivadako, Yasavadako, Vannavadako, Sukhavadako Hotu Sabada, Dukhavogabhayavera, Sokasatu Chupadava, Aneka Antaraya Pivinasantu Chatejasa, Jaya Siddhi Dhanang Labhang Soti Bhagayang Sukhang Balang Siriyayu Chawano Chabogang Wudi Chayasawa Satawasa Chayu Chachiva Siddhi Bhavan Tute. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Very good. So there it goes. Another retreat, another one coming soon. So wish you all well-being and happiness. Last thing I would say, see you in Nirvana. Okay, so Now we have to do all the clean-ups and the chores, and all the thank yous to all the people who have helped on this retreat, all the Daniyas and the Biancas and the monks and the nuns and the people who have come to bring the food, the people who made this place possible, each one of you, may all beings who have helped and served, may they get the fruit of happiness and peace. Okay, so now, if you'd like to say goodbye to each other, those who are staying here, you lucky things, an extra few days. Those who have to go, have safe journeys back to wherever you go. And I travel around a lot, so I'll see you somewhere, probably sooner than you think, not the way I'm traveling. So have a great time, see you soon, all the best. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Thank you, Daddy. You can rest now.